Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. The mid to late 60s were pivotal years. It was a time when people of color, especially African Americans, marched, and still do, for justice, freedom, and equality. It was also a time of expression, of owning and sharing our culture and heritage. Such expressions happened not only on local and national levels, but also within the church. During that time, Black clergy and religious in both the Episcopal Church and the Roman Catholic Church found their voices. They organized themselves not to separate themselves from colleagues or other community members, but to share their experiences and to be of support to one another. I know growing up in the Roman Catholic faith that there were several pioneers who stepped forward to say, it is all right to be Black and Catholic. It is all right to bring your authentic self to worship. It is okay to bring your Blackness to church. One whose legacy lives on is the late Father Clarence Rivers, who was a priest of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. Father Rivers pioneered the movement for African Americans to bring our culture, our expressions, our soulfulness, and yes, our music into Catholic worship. A brilliant composer, Father Rivers composed a mass setting that include various settings for liturgy, such as the Lord Have Mercy, Gloria Sanctus, and Memorial Acclamation, which incidentally is included in our own Lift Every Voice and Sing to hymnal. I love his music, with its earthy and soulful sounds, especially his composition that I am reminded of in today's readings. That composition, that music, that song is God is Love. The refrain is lifted straight from today's readings. Perhaps you've heard of it. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. In both the second reading and in our gospel, two words are used again and again: love and abide. We all pretty much know what love means. Love means, to be clear, I'm not talking about emotional love, the kind that makes our hearts skip a beat, but the kind of love God gives to us. Love that is immeasurable, unconditional, and never failing. But what does it mean to abide? To abide, according to Webster's dictionary, means to remain, to wait for, to reside. To love and to abide for us simply means that as God's beloved sons and daughters, we are to live into and embrace God's love, which never fails, We are to live our lives mirroring the same love for God and share that love. As our presiding bishop reminds us, we are to embrace a way of life that defines us as disciples and followers of Jesus. And that is the way of love. God is love. And he or she who abides in love abides in God, and God in them. On this fifth Sunday of Easter, we are taken back to the evening before the crucifixion, the same evening when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and bid them to serve others and assured them that he would not leave them orphaned. For things were about to change. In what is called the farewell discourse, Jesus instructed them as he looked forward into the future, a future long after he is risen from the dead and is ascended to his Father. This was no ordinary pep talk. For Jesus knew that without his physical presence, life would still have to go on. They would need to carry on his mission in the world. They would need to keep building the kingdom of heaven. They would need to keep on making disciples. But above all else, they were to love one another. Last week we heard how Jesus revealed himself to them and to us as the Good Shepherd, as one who would always be present to comfort and care, lead and guide. And once again, Jesus uses an image that most would understand. He reveals himself as the true vine, and God as the vine grower. Why this image? Well, throughout the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, there are many images of God as the vine grower, a farmer, a gardener who plants and prunes and cleanses the branches attached to vines, with God's people being the vineyard. Still, we may ask, why a vine? Well, look closely at a vine. A vine is strong and steady. It shares its nutrients, all those good things that helps it grow. It shares the life force of the whole plant in and through its branches. Its branches then wind their way around one another in intricate, tightly curled patterns, all of which makes it impossible to see where one branch begins and ends. A vine is not only intricate, but intimate. There is a union that cannot be forced apart or separated. A branch must abide with the vine, or there is no life to be had. A healthy vine and its branches are catalysts for bearing good fruit. All of this is much like the life, union, and relationship that God has longed for with humankind since the very beginning of time. Like a vine and its branches, we depend on God. Our second lesson from the first letter of John says, God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. The gospel echoes much the same message as Jesus says abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Abide in me as I abide in you. Stay with me. Make your home with me. Be in relationship with me, and not only be in relationship with me, but with my God, your God, who loves you unconditionally. Share that love with others. Share it with the world. Sisters and brothers, it is into this intricate, intimate, wonderful, and loving union that you and I are invited to abide, to remain, in order to draw closer to the risen Christ, and through Christ, closer to our Creator, and ultimately, closer to others with love. For when we abide in Him as He abides in us, we will do a much better job of reaching out and loving everyone who God loves, as Jesus commanded us to do. He said, "Love one another as I have loved you." The writer of the first letter of John puts it this way: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. This love is not meant to be a selfish kind of love. God's unrelenting and immeasurable love for all of humanity, for us, has the ultimate potential to change who we are for the better. And who we are in Christ will change the world. It is God's love which nourishes and sustains us, gives us strength to bear fruit, good fruit, in God's vineyard, God's world. That fruit will not be measured by how popular we are, or by how many likes we receive on Twitter or Facebook, or how many cars we own, the size of our houses, or how much money we have in the bank. The fruit that we yield will be measured by the love of God put into action. The children and the sick and poor being cared for, the hungry fed, the naked clothed, the homeless housed, the dignity of all persons respected. By systems changed for the good of all, by justice, real justice served, and the good news of Christ shared. Jesus is the true vine, and we are the branches. May we become like our Savior Jesus, who taught us and showed us how to be more like Him. Amen.